This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. The national level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. Our correspondent reports that the program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes.
Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event, along with representatives from different sectors such as government, academia, science, sports, entrepreneurship, media, social work and culture. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. In September 2023, Parliament passed the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam to enhance women's representation in legislative bodies. The Act provided for reservation of one-third of seats for women in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. With a focus on implementation of women's reservation across the country, a parliament session will be convened from the 16th of this month. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that promises to Indian women cannot become politics of postponement. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that today, when it is time to deliver the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, hesitation and questions are being raised. He said that for decades, women's reservation remained a promise and this government turned it into reality. He added that the necessary amendments linked to delimitation are crucial to ensure that nation's Nari Shakti gets rightful representation before 2029 and not pushed further into uncertainty. As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly elections, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Paschim Bardhaman. Mr. Shah will begin campaigning with a public meeting at Pali Mangal Club ground in Shaintia, Birbhum this afternoon. He will also address another gathering at Khaira Sole in the same district at Gosto Dangal Maidan ground. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress DMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaign programs across the state today. According to the party sources, she will hold a rally at Suri in Birbhum district this morning. Later, she will hold a rally at Galsi in Purb Bardhaman. Ms. Banerjee is also scheduled to lead a march in support of her candidates in Bankura. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra beginning today. The president will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Rajkot today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will join the Samajik Samrast Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan Gandhinagar on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The president will also attend the fifth convocation of Rashtriya Raksha University at Gandhinagar tomorrow. The U.S. military will start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Donald Trump's orders to block the Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, CENTCOM, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. All mariners have been advised to monitor notice to mariners' broadcasts and maintain communication with U.S. naval forces while operating in the Gulf of Oman and approaches to the Strait of Hormuz. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack or mistake by the U.S. or its allies would face a strong reaction. The last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle will be performed at Shivaji Park in Mumbai at 4 p.m. today, with full state honours. She passed away yesterday at a Mumbai hospital at the age of 92. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 244 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Mumbai Indians managed to score 222 runs at the loss of 5 wickets. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.